Welcome, everyone. We love you and we miss you. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of this day, for the joy that it brings and the challenge that it brings. Help us to rejoice and be glad in it. Give us patience, Lord, as we navigate these new days ahead. As our world blessedly begins to open back up, help us to go easy on one another, loving our neighbor, extending grace, recognizing that change can be tough. Where there is fear, help us to sow faith. Faith that you've got this, that you've got us. Calm our hearts and our minds that we might hear your word. And now let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It is Palm Sunday. How can that be? The week before Easter. It feels like we fell into a deep, deep sleep and woke up 1 year later. Palm Sunday. This day that is traditionally filled with music and greenery and children waving their palms as they walk down the aisle. High schoolers poking one another with their palms. Little girls run into Sunday school classrooms in new spring dresses and Easter bonnets. Minnesotans prematurely packing up winter coats and mittens, willing our bodies to be warm without them. Spring has officially sprung. Sparrows sing us into the day, tiny buds spring forth from trees. Rain washes away the darkness and grime of a long, in many ways, long, dark winter. Black ice recedes from the lakes, and in its place swim Canadian geese and mallards and muskrats. The world feels hopeful. Vaccines are arriving, and folks are counting down the minutes until they can finally squeeze their loved ones. Grown children finally hugging their moms and dads. Grandparents everywhere exploding with joy seeing their precious grandchildren. Many of us are hugging our friends for the first time in a year. A year, can you imagine? Hope springs eternal. And my, oh my, were we thirsty. Thank you, God. We needed that. Today is a spring day much like that day 2,000 years ago that Pastor Dixon just read about from the Gospel of Matthew. The reason we celebrate Palm Sunday, a day of celebration and of hope. Over the years, Jesus had grown from being a young man curious about the scriptures into a young man with a passionate faith in God. A young man who knew deep down that God was calling him to do more, calling him to teach people that God wasn't about rules and laws and order, but that God was about love, huge love, agape love, sacrificial love. And so Jesus set out to tell the people. He told the stories on hilltops and riverbanks, in homes and near the sea. Jesus shared, and people listened. He gathered a group of friends and said, "Come, let us be fishers of men." He cured the sick and healed the lame, all while talking about God's love. People were so desperate to hear the hope that Jesus offered that they began looking for him and then following him. One day, Jesus asked his disciples to go with him to Jerusalem for the Passover celebration. And all along the way, as he healed and taught and preached about God's love, he prepared his friends for his death. When they finally entered Jerusalem, Jesus tells them to bring him a colt and a donkey. He enters the city, not atop the customary powerful war horse with fanfare, but on a lowly working donkey. And yet still, people knew. They begin to throw their cloaks on the ground ahead of him to prepare his path. The journeying pilgrims were celebrating with branches of liberation, and they lay them before Jesus as they would for a king. They waved their branches and shouted, "Hosanna in the highest heaven," which means save us. "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna." And at that moment, the tide turned. Jesus went from being a humble preacher and teacher in the eyes of the people to the one who would save them, the heir of the throne, the King of Kings. Jesus enters in humble service on a donkey. And yet the people know, they feel it in their souls. He is the one, he will save us. Faith and fear. Hosanna, save us. During a typical Lent, we always want to make sure that we don't skip over the hard stuff that's to come. That we don't skip from the hope and promise of Palm Sunday straight to the joy of Easter Sunday without recognizing all the pain that Jesus went through in between. The Good Friday, the Passion. And sometimes that leaves us preaching on the story of Jesus' triumphal entry and his crucifixion all at once. Today, I believe that Jesus would have us rest in the hope of that beautiful spring day in Jerusalem, the day the people celebrated their freedom from slavery and paid homage to their God, the day that honored the man they hoped would be their king by throwing cloaks and palm branches down, a day of hope. Jesus, of course, knew what lay ahead of him. He had just told his two disciples that if they were he, and if they wanted to go where he was going, that they would not be asking to follow. And yet, while he knew what lay ahead, still, Jesus went willingly forward, for he trusted God's plan and God's call in his life. He would take the cup. Perhaps you've felt a touch of that faith and fear paradox this year. As you walk in for your shift at the hospital, exhausted before you even begin, or sit down with your child to help with schoolwork while keeping your eye on the clock for your next business meeting, or while you struggle to keep your business afloat, or tirelessly care for your loved one, tired and anxious for what lie ahead, yet trusting that you are doing what God has called you to do, faith and fear. This year, more than any in a very long time, I don't think we'll forget the path that Jesus walked between Palm Sunday and Easter. I think we get it. On a much smaller scale, I think we understand the loneliness that Jesus felt, the feelings of being forgotten or misunderstood or fearful of what's to come. During Lent, we always try to do something that helps us walk with Jesus, the human being. We try to imagine how he must have felt on his journey to the cross, the loneliness that crept in despite his faith. Jesus knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that God loved him, yet still he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And so today, we turn our hearts and our minds to the good, the God in Palm Sunday, to the hope that filled the hearts of many that were there that day, to the trust that the disciples had in Jesus, and most of all, to the trust that Jesus had in his heavenly Father, even in the midst of his human fear and doubt. Spring is here, my friends. The earth is thawing, the birds are singing, the sun is shining, and God is so very good. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Amen.